So at this time, I want to share with you some plant spirit medicine, or more exactly, for this one, flower spirit medicine from a lovely flower. Not so big. It's very small, tiny, in the woods usually. And it's called in Norwegian Jøkesyre, or common wood sorrel. And I choose to take this in English because usually when the spirits come, they speak in English. And I'm so happy for all the people from other countries coming to me and ask if I can also take my medicine into English. So of course I can do that. Not every time, but I can do this for now. So it's something very sacred about making medicine. I love to make medicine, plant spirit medicine. It's the only medicine I use at home, so or elsewhere. So we never have any synthetical medicine in our house, because if we get sick, or if any other that we know would have some, we have this cabin with a lot of tincture, vinegars, flower essences, or yeah, whatever. So but especially with flower essence medicine, I love to make them. You can make them in sunlight or moonlight, or I prefer in sunlight, but it depends. It depends on the communication with the spirits, because that's exactly what it is. Flower spirit medicine. It's not only me doing this, it's also the spirit world or realm. Realm? Yes, sorry. So usually what's happened is that I channel the flower first. It will come to me in dream, or maybe before I go to sleep, or if I ever have asked the spirits for help with a client or with a friend, or myself or somebody in my family or neighbors, or yeah. So and then they come and approach and introduce themselves, and I get to know them, and I have to sometimes they come with a lot of wisdom at once, or sometimes they just come with a sentence or two. If they come in the night, I stand up and I write down everything they say and go to bed and sleep again. But usually they come in daytime, luckily, so I get to sleep, no problem. And sometimes they also come when I'm driving or working with clients, and then I have to ask them to take a break and please come back later when I'm available. But they are so lovely, and they have so much wisdom to share and so much love to share, and healing, of course. And so much medicine. So it's like really getting to know plants. I read somewhere is to get to know people. It's not so different, because if you want to get to know me, you have to talk to me or listen to me, or both, so we can get to know each other. You can't just sit at home or think she's like that and she thinks that and she, yeah. You have to come and ask me, and you have to spend time with me, and ask me the questions that you wonder about, and I will answer. And it's like with the flowers, you can't try to get to know them by only thinking of them, or just go to a botany course or in biology. Of course, you can learn all the practical stuff, but you won't get to know their essence or their spirit. And of course, we're in Norway, we're raised that when we talk to spirits, it's not so common here. We kind of crazy, or it's fantasy, or yeah, we get to hear a lot of different things. So And then you have to be strong, because for me, they really have been medicine since I have been a little child. They have always helped me, and when I try to kind of lock out this communication, I started, my whole system blocked. I got a lot of sickness and problems and, yeah, health problems. So for me, every time I invite the spirits in and talk to them, it's not different from, like I told you, talking to a friend, talking to God, whatever you prefer to talk to or ask for guidance from or pray to, or yeah. But for me, they're kind of very closely linked to my ancestors and my forefathers, especially my grandmother, who really introduced me to the plant kingdom. From her heart, really. It was not this practical stuff, never. It was kind of this magical touch she had with the flowers, or this embrace, or this really deep gratitude. When we walked along the road for the wildflowers and the flowers in the garden, the flowers in the store, she had this kind of, I don't know, sacred love for them. She, like other people talk about money or their house or whatever. She talked like the flowers were family. So I think I adapted her love for flowers, and I always have in all my lifetimes. So they're just close to my heart. And at some point in my life, it's so many years ago now, I can't even remember how many, 12, 10, 11 years ago, I changed my last name. I come to a point where I couldn't live like the girl I was raised to be, with my religion. Struggled me, and I was in a separation from my husband and a really deep conflict with him and our child. So we had this big struggle about him. So I had to stop for a while and really dig deep into my soul and try to figure out what is blocking my life. Why can't I breathe? Why can't I be myself? And for some people, it's just one thing. It's this one big thing that they can kind of just mark and figure out and change. But for me, it was a lot of things building up from early childhood and trying always to please everybody, be this sunshine, this angel for everyone. And when it came to a point in my life, there was nobody there for me. So then I have to be, I love this, as one of my friends, we sat there some day and talked, and he said, oh my God, Lena, you are self-made. And it's kind of this quote that I love, I become the hero I needed. And I think a lot of us have experienced that, going through the hardship and the dark night of the soul, and experienced, even if we have given so much to so many people all of our lives, when we really are fragile and hurt, and kind of hope that somebody will carry us or see us. Nobody is there, really. Not present, anyway. Maybe with words, or maybe just give you a hug for a little bit, but they're not really there. They don't understand. They don't try to go in there with their heart and soul. So I have to make this big change. And I don't say this is for everybody. I don't want to give advice what anybody should do, because I like to bring people into their soul and their essence so they can really get in touch with their own desires and wishes. And for me, and this I only speak for me, it was the right decision to, first of all, divorce my husband. We were separated and for a long time, and to really divorce him. We were not a good match. We had nothing in common. The values were so different, and we were really breaking each other down. So that was the first thing. And the second thing was I had to divorce my family. And I did that as well, because I saw that the closest people in my life were the people that held me down. And I don't think maybe people do this always conscious. I think so many people have so many struggles and so many wounds. And they are so in their heads, and they have blocked out their hearts because they don't live from their heart and their dreams, and they haven't been able to be themselves growing up or married into something that blocked them. Or yeah, there's so many reasons, I won't go there. So for me, I saw that if I wanted to breathe and get rid of all the health issues that I gained, then I have to distance myself from my family, because they had opinions of me that I couldn't find myself in. It didn't, the description didn't fit. So I had to go out in the world and explore who I was when I wasn't going to please them or be the girl they wanted me to be. So that was the second step. And the third was, and of course this is very linked to my family and childhood, the religion I grew up in, also strangling me, also telling me who to be. And when you're born into a religion, you can't really choose. It's just who they want you to be and what they want you to believe in. And when you are a child, of course, that's lovely, because you want to please your parents and you want everybody to be happy. And you go there and you do your thing and you sit quiet and you take in all this information and all this, all the songs and all the prayers, and suddenly you wake up and what the heck am I worshipping here? What is it that I believe in? Is it even my beliefs? So I just have to distance myself from that as well, to see if this was really mine, if this was a personal religion, sorry, or if it was something that I just took over from my family. So I distanced myself from that. I divorced my religion. A lot of divorce here. So the last thing that came to me in a dream was my name. I always loved my first name, Lena. It means to shine. Yeah. So that's okay. I had a last name, and when I married, I took also his name. So I had two last names, and I felt so sick in my stomach writing them or just reading them. And when I got the mail, I kind of, I didn't know this girl. This is not right to say, because I'm very proud of all the struggles she's been through all those years, and she's really been proud. So that's not true, but it's kind of, that's why I'm saying my first name, to shine in all the darkness. I'm really proud of her that she survived and stood in all that hardship and all that people trying to hold me down. So But my last name was kind of just these two families that I couldn't really connect with. I remember long ago I told a lot of people I have to be adopted. And I hear a lot of my clients and friends and people that I meet nowadays, they say the same thing. They feel disconnected from their blood family. They feel that I have a deeper connection with other people or friends, like soul family. So for me, it was this kind of adventure I was going into, leaving my past, not leaving it to burn it, because the past is who I am, and I'm proud of everything that I'm done. I think maybe four or five things I'm not so proud of in my life, but I think I'm human. So we always have something we do that we regret and that we learn from and build ourselves up from. And we take a new path and change. So then, should I just be called Lena? I kind of needed a family, and I felt really strongly that I needed a soul family or a team spirit, if you want, to guide me and to protect me, and to because I felt really alone in the world, and I was a new mom, and I had so much love to give to my son, and I really wanted him to experience and grow up in all this love I had in my heart and this connection with the organic world and Mother Nature, and just guide him and make him grow up to be himself, not like I had to do, to go in this dark tunnel and find the light in the end when I grow up. I really needed a family, and since nobody in the physical world was there, I kind of reached out to my childhood religion. I don't call it even a religion, but spirituality and or my spirit world. And I asked them for guidance and said, "Please, I need a family. Is there someone I can I can is there someone who wants to give me their name?" And then I got to bed, went to bed, and went to sleep. And in my dreams, there was this lovely pink rose coming to me, and I can feel the tears in my eyes just talking about this, because it was so overwhelming. I was so down in everything, in my health and economics, and the struggle with my ex, and this distance from everything that has been my harbor, not a safe harbor, but even if it was a harbor. And it's kind of weird. We find safety in the things we are used to, even if they're not safe, they're so familiar that we feel safe. And and suddenly this pink rose came, and she just embraced me, and I felt I was lying in the middle of a pink rose and just sleeping. And it was like when you know the film Tomelise. I can't really remember the English Tumber. Yeah, it doesn't matter anyway. So there I was lying in bed, or really in this flower, and I just felt so at home. And I remember all these meetings I have with Rose when I was a little girl. She was always there, her spirit or Diva, Deva, as we the plant spirit. And the magical thing with the rose is that she is the symbol of love. And for me, I always have this mission, love, in my mind and my heart and my soul. It's like that's why I'm here. Rose was always there with me, and I was always making perfume from rose. Or I learned later that this is flower essence of rose. So it's really medicine we make when we are little children, just doing things intuitively. And she has softness and this strength and this warm embrace, and she lifts your mood. You can't really get sad when you have a rose in the house. A good rhyme. Okay, you can't get sad with a rose in the house. So And also there is this thorns, and that's so important message that me and other people that love to give love to other people, to want to help, and it's always lovely to do that, but it's also important with these boundaries, to set boundaries so we don't get exhausted or burned out or take it taken advantage of. So that's what I like with her. So the Rose family came to me, wanted me to join them, and of course I couldn't say no. So since the Rose is a symbol of love, my name, Lena Rose, is shining love, and I thought, okay, this can be my name, my mission on earth. I can be that. I can stand for that with all my cells, with all my heart, with all my soul, with my mind, even with my brains. So that was that story. So this is really how it come to me with the flower spirit medicine, or the plant spirit medicine, really coming to me after so many years in kind of darkness and struggling and not finding my place and not fitting in. Suddenly I was there, grounded, in tune with my soul, my essence, and really wanted to go out in the world and be me, be authentic, be blossoming, and help other people blossom as well. So I start making medicine, start talking to my spirits, channeling them, bringing forth their wisdom. Some of them talk a lot, like me, or some of them only have a few things to say, and they come back years later and have more to say. Or some of them are only just kind of behind me, like angel wings, like my grandmother, a guardian angel kind of feeling, that just are there to make me feel safe or give me protection. So one back to the thing I was going to tell you about, but I think it's important for you, because I know a lot of people laugh about this, and it's okay. I don't really mind, because I laugh myself. We laugh about a lot of things when we don't have experienced them ourselves, and through the life, maybe many of you will never ever experience this connection with flowers or the spirits of the flowers. Some of you maybe love flowers, but you don't talk to them or feel they talk to you. It's not like a voice in your head kind of thing. It's a communication from the heart, and it's hard to describe before you felt it yourself. It's kind of this open channel when you go into nature, and you just get them into your heart, and this communication just flows. So it's not really important for me to convince you about anything. I have my belief, and it's nothing anybody can shake about that, because it saved my life. And I think when something has changed and saved your life, you can't talk anything bad about it, because I wouldn't be here without them. So my family, my team spirit, my soul family come to rescue, and I'm here, and I love to be here, and I love to share my medicine and their medicine through me. So this is this lovely team we have together, that I have my opinions and my feelings and my medicine, and they come to me, and we do this thing together, so many people can enjoy it or get medicine from it, or I can teach others to find their medicine and start making medicine and talking or listening to the flowers. So this is for the group that wants this. It's not for everybody. It's for the people that truly, deeply, from their soul and from their heart want this. And if somebody wants to laugh about this, it's, like I said, totally okay. I have been laughing of a lot of things also, until I really understand the core of this, the foundation, that it's not just something somebody go out there and just say, because you need courage to say these things instead of going the way of the sheeps, not the lion. Of course, if you say what everybody wants you to hear, I've done that as well, and I go behind the sheeps, and it was kind of comforting and safe in a way, but I think when a lot of things have happened and enough things have happened in your life, you just can't go that road anymore. You have to find your own path and start living for yourself and the people nearest to your heart, and to survive for yourself and make a life for yourself and for me, for my son as well, so he could be him. So it's for me, it's so sacred. It's so sacred with these plants and these flowers, and I'm so thankful for them. And I hope it shines true to you that some of you will pick it up and take it with you if you longing for belonging to something. If you feel lost or if you feel disconnected or adopted like I did, for me this was like coming home. It was a new feeling of safety on earth, and it's kind of gave my life a deeper meaning. So gjøkesyre, or common, gjøkesyre. This came to me an afternoon. I had been to the stone circle. I go to a lot of places and a lot of stone circles, but this one particular, and I saw the gjøkesyre, common wood sorrel, and I haven't really seen that for quite a while. Maybe since I was a little child, and I remember I loved this flower. It is this flower a lot of us have eaten, in Norway at least. It's kind of sour and small, very small and very tiny, and it's so sweet, not to taste, but to look at. So, and suddenly there it was. And I just saw it, and I took their photos, and then I go home and look at the photos, and I connect, and I look deep into the flowers, and I ask for their medicine. In this case, I did, because I was in a place I was going to help somebody, and I didn't quite knew where to begin, but because there were so many things. So I came home, looked at the photos, and then got to sleep. Stood up the next morning, did my thing, go to work, and suddenly there it was, all over the place with the wisdom. So then I channeled it, I wrote it down, and 1 week later I went to the stone circle and made medicine from it. And I will in another day to tell you about that, because that was so magical. It was so funny and so magical, and to make medicine is from 3 hours to 24 hours. I think it's the longest time I done spirit medicine, because it's not just you telling to stop. You have to do this with the spirits, and sometimes they know something you don't, and then you just have to follow up their guidance. So you have to make time to do this. Be sure you shouldn't go to work afterwards. So I want to share with you the wisdom, some of the wisdom it told me. So I want to read it from what I wrote down. And just, if you want to, you can close your eyes and lean back or find a comfortable place. Take your hands to your heart, or one hand to your heart and one to your belly. And just feel in the medicine, because it's, even if you don't take the medicine I have made in the stone circle, it's medicine to look at the flowers always. You can connect with flowers through pictures. And it's also medicine just to listen to their wisdom and take it in, and maybe over and over again. And there, in the end, there's an affirmation. Usually they always also come with an affirmation to teach, or questions. But I want to read the text or the wisdom from them, and then the affirmation. Yep. So get ready. Common wood sorrel, gjøkesyre. Go easy on yourself. Be gentle. Honor that innocent child inside. Honor your heart. You are strong, yet fragile, and you should be both. The one cannot exist without the other. Both of them are who you are. Let us two infuse for inner balance and harmony. Sometimes it is the child in you who is the strong and courageous one, who get you through hardship. Other times, it is the grown-up in you who takes the fights. Sometimes, the grown-up in you is the fragile and lost one, and the child in you leads you back home to happiness and peace through understanding, laughter, play, and love. Other times, the child in you is broken and feels rejected, and the grown-up in you steps up to protect, comfort, nourish, and heal those wounds. The moon is not more valuable and magical than the sun, nor is the sun more valuable and magical than the moon. Both of them are valuable and magical in their own way. Both of them are needed for balance and harmony in this universe. Both of them are necessary to create night and day, high tide and low tide, yin and yang, the masculine and feminine. Both of them, in their own unique way, light up the world and bring hope for us to see and feel with our hearts, souls, and minds. The sun in the day, the moon in the night. So honor the child in you, honor the grown-up in you. Let them bond, unite. Let them embrace each other. Let them get to know each other so they can begin to understand each other and finally respect and love each other. And bring health to your body, mind, heart, and soul. You see, they are you. You are them. They make you complete. They are magical and mysterious and valuable. Let them out to play with each other to create heartfelt greatness, love, and peace into this planet. Being and living childlike is not and has never ever been a weakness. But not daring to support, nourish, and show the world the wounded child and healer inside is. Give yourself the courage and the voice to speak from your heart. Give the child inside life to live as it was meant from the beginning. Don't let the grown-up in you hold you back, hold back your inner child anymore. Let it unfold. Let it blossom. Let it breathe. Let it play. Let it shine like the moon and the sun and the stars to bring hope so you can heal in the light of love. Let your life be a sacred act of love. Let yourself live with grace. You are eternal, and the eternity would love for you to shine and fuel you with love forever. And then there is this affirmation for you, if you still want to lay down and breathe and just take it all in. Today I honor everything that I am. The grown-up in me embraces the child in me. The child in me embraces the grown-up in me. I can feel their love for each other grow and blossom in my heart, my soul, and my bones, and fuel my mind with hope and magic. They are one. Nothing can ever separate them again. I will not allow it. Love and light protect me. I am safe. I think this is so beautiful, so that's why I wanted to share with you. So I hope you take it in, and for you that is still skeptical, just be. And for you that was touched by your heart by this, breathe it all in, take it in to all of your organs and your soul and your heart, and let it stay there to heal and to bring medicine. And I think this is so... I think this one is for everybody, because I think everybody's talking about this marriage. So many people are divorcing and so many families fall apart. And I think it's because we are not whole. We are so... we try to find our other half. And I think we should not be two half being one, but one plus one is two. Two individual finding each other. So I think here's what's a lot of problem, and what Common Wood Searle or Jökesyre was telling us, is that there is this duality between, there is this marriage between the masculine and the feminine, and there is this marriage between the grown-up in us and the child in us, and also kind of the light and the dark in us, not the dark and kind of something scary, but like night and day. So they has to infuse. So I think this is the... And also like with the body and soul, it's also a marriage between your physical body and your spiritual soul also have to marriage. And then you become whole. And I think if people took their time, and it's hard work, it's not easy and it's not for free, so you have to do the work yourself, going inside and really... get married with yourself find your stand, find your ground, find your roots, find your values, and your moral, if you want to call it that, and what's important to you, and then you will shine that to other people, and you will attract different people than you maybe used to before when you try to please everybody and be what everybody wanted you to be. So there is this saying or quote that your vibe attracts your tribe. So I hope that's what we're doing here, making this wonderful tribe from people that is really in love with themselves and not in this egocentric way, but that doesn't come from the heart. You can never love enough yourself or others from the heart or from the brain. So it's not by that. It's just kind of this love coming out of your heart and want to give like a child to other people. So take it in, listen one more time if you like to. I like it. It's a lot of things to take in, and one of the most common thing after you listen to these wisdoms from the plants is you can experience dizziness, or you can get very frozen, and maybe the most common thing is that you can get a very deep headache. Because you're kind of traveling from your heart, no, sorry, from your head to your heart. It's like an elevator going from the top floor and going down to the ground through your heart, so you can reunite with Mother Earth again. And when this control is letting go, you will feel this hurt in your head, really strong for some people that are very sensitive. So just as you know. Or maybe nothing happened. You just feel peace and calm, and you feel it resonate with your cells and your soul and everything that you are. So, thank you so much for listening. I hope that this has been a good thing for you. So, I guess I will share more later. Have a very, very nice evening. Take care of yourself, take care of your heart and your soul, and listen. If there are any flowers starting speaking to you, maybe you should stop up and sit with it for a while, breathe it in, and ask if the flower has any medicine for you, because they always have to everybody. But you have to open your heart, believe in it, and to receive their gifts. So thank you for being here. Bye.